Hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hi. Is it Randy?
I think it's Tom and
Oh, that's
Dana.
Tom, right? Of course, that's Tom. And
Tom and I were just saying we would like a week where we have like a break, 1 week to review everything.
well, that's this week.
Is that this week?
Yeah, because there's, we just sort of go over the how you would recognize the four element mix of anyone. So it's all things you've already done.
Great.
There are some what you call vacations, of course. See, I've been teaching these courses for a long time, and what I have found is every time you have a break, people fall on their faces.
In what way?
They just don't do anything.
Oh, they take a total break.
Oh, not only that, you lose momentum, and the results are worse than you can imagine.
Okay, I won't
Can't
even
have
try to
that.
imagine.
What is the worst that you can imagine?
What is the worst that you can imagine? Ooh, that's an interesting idea. How about like blue black pouring into black?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now you guys have to remember that I am a double Sagittarius Aries rising.
Okay.
Which means that I tend to exaggerate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So at least allow that. I mean, I tend to dramatize, and it's not that I'm an out and out fibber, mind
Is that kind of similar to like falling into a black hole, Alan?
Have you done that?
No.
Oh. Well,
Actually, I think I've come close this week, but
I can tell you one thing that sucks. Falling into a black hole.
oh, that's what?
That sucks.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's,
It seems like a big trap, a trap for the physical plane.
well, I don't know if you all have ever studied any of astrophysics, but there is a phenomena which happens to galaxies where if a black hole, which is an imploding giant star, goes faster than the speed of light, which it's possible for it to do, it can suck in an entire galaxy.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh yeah, we have one in the center of our galaxy.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
A black hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Well.
And we'll get sucked in eventually. But we're gonna collide with the Andromeda galaxy before that.
That's the one I came from.
Oh.
I'm from Andromeda.
Ah.
How did you determine that?
I remember it.
Okay.
What was it like?
Well, the planet, there are many, many planets. See, in Andromeda, in some of the systems of Andromeda, each person has their own planet.
Wow. That's pretty nice. No landlords, huh?
Well, it's nice. It's for certain kinds of study. It's for shamanic study.
Ah.
The loneliness is not a concept that is understood, not nor is competition.
Right.
Sounds good. It must make being here difficult to adjust to.
I found it somewhat difficult, yes.
Yeah.
I have other ways I know about a lot of that too. If you all, I think on the website there's a mention of Paxton Robey and his book, No Time for Karma. And you all know you can download that book for free off his website. And it's a wonderful book. We use it in one of the later courses. But he's a good friend of mine, and with lengthy philosophical or shamanic discussions with he and his wife Anne over the years, we've sort of, you know, discovered a lot of the natures of different people from different galactic systems and planetary, well, star systems and so forth. Yeah, they're sort of into that.
I thought it was a wonderful book.
What is that?
I thought it was a wonderful book.
Oh, you've read that?
Yeah.
Oh, when did you read it?
Well, Randy's friend, Gee.
He loves it, yeah.
Yeah, he talked about it. So that's how I guess I first heard about it.
I see. Is Randy on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you've read it too then?
I've read about half of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Dan is on?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Anyone else? Magnus?
Yes, I'm here.
I loved your picture, Magnus.
Oh, thank you.
You're such a sacred being.
Thank you.
I was very impressed. You remind me of, a guy that I know also from Africa, but I don't know exactly where. And he's a righteous reverend. I don't know what his actual title. I know he's a minister.
Yes.
But he did a tape for us called Ancestral Foods. I think it's more to the title than that, but it's about, I guess you know this, that a lot of the African peoples years ago, centuries ago, lived on blue-green algae from Lake Chad.
Yeah.
And it was traded all over the continent. But anyway, I should move on. But you look like a very holy man to me, Magnus.
Thank you. I try to be. Only I'm human. Sometimes the frailty of mankind, you know, I try to live right.
Yeah. Well, guys, talk for a minute. Stephanie just got stung, and I want to go help her. So you all just talk with each other. Start talking about the exit ritual, and I'll hear you. Just somebody start. Don't be shy.
Helen?
Well, yeah.
You're always the first person.
Okay. Well, I loved it. I felt, I did feel a lot more strength this week, in terms of perseverance and completing tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I liked switching from, you know, like just in strength to walking in strength. There was something about having the verb in there that I just enjoyed.
Sort of made you kind of made me feel like an action figure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Huh.
Hey, I just had a thought. We have not blessed our candles.
No, we haven't. Who is that, by the way?
Tom.
Tom. Oh, okay. I'm Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
It's actually kind of been neat to see people's faces because it makes everybody a little bit more real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple, but I didn't get your picture, Magnus.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Well, I was the last guy to, maybe the last guy to send. I kind of got so much caught up in things I you know, like everybody does. Then finally, I took out, I think, sometime this week, or last week, since today is the beginning of new week. So I called a friend. I said, hey, I will come over. Can you do me a favor? She said, yes. I said, okay, I'm coming over with my camera. You take my picture. Because if I keep, you know, hoping on when I get time to do it myself, it will never work out. She said, okay. I said, are you busy? No, no. I drove off. And she took me the picture. She took the picture. So I emailed it immediately.
Great. I can't send pictures through my computer.
Well, is it because of the software application you use?
No, I think, Helen, if you went to Kinko's, they could scan it for you and put it on a CD or a floppy, and then you could send it.
What is it we're trying to do?
Pictures. We're talking about pictures.
Oh.
Saying I didn't think I could send mine through the computer, but Randy thinks I can.
Oh. Do you want me to scan the one that you gave me?
Oh. Gee, I can't remember what I gave you.
Oh. Can't either.
I don't know.
But we can figure all that out. So who was talking about walking in strength?
I was saying that I really loved it.
Uh-huh.
I liked that walking was in there. It felt like it made a difference.
It does.
And
what difference did it make?
Well, I had an easier time with perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of easier to get things done.
And what was...
And I felt much more embodied.
Okay, so but right, think about it magical a little bit. What would that do?
Well, strength would be, I guess, durability and lastingness.
Correct. And then what would walking do?
It would be about, I guess, movement.
Yeah, water moves earth.
Uh-huh.
When you think about walking, isn't that sort of a water rhythm?
Yeah.
Certainly not air. It's not
right.
Tricky enough. Unless you're, afflicted or something, and walking highly erratically. Very good.
Yeah, I really loved it.
Tom, how about you?
Wow, that's been a real helpful thing for me this week, given my situation at work. I actually lost my job this week, and
It
was really a shock. It was not even anything that it wasn't that I didn't see it coming. It was kind of like I think I wrote back to Kimberly. She had asked about the note that I sent back to you, Alan.
Right, I saw her both of those.
And I had definitely seen warning signs, and I was actually attempting to, you know, make other arrangements, but it just all kind of caught me off guard. My wife and I and one of our daughters had gone to Florida for a very well-deserved vacation, and I came back, and it was just chaos, and you know, within a matter of 2 days, I was actually let go, and I can't remember ever being let go from a job. So that stunned me, and the walking in strength, you know, to get back to what we're talking about, I guess I like to kind of look at words, and my dictionary said about strength that is a quality of being physically strong. I mean, that was the first definition. And I remember that you had asked us to stick to that first definition when we were looking up words.
Well, that depends on the dictionary.
What's that?
That depends on the dictionary.
Okay, because the second definition was the one that I really gelled with, and it said the capacity to sustain the application of force without yielding or breaking.
That's the original definition. See, some dictionaries, the newer dictionaries, don't honor that system. The old dictionaries or the big, huge dictionaries always put the original meaning first, but not the new ones don't.
Okay, and that just really summed up what I had got. It was very timely for me. I'm still unemployed, and I mean, that's a fearful thing. My wife works and has a good job, but still, we need both incomes, and so for this to take place was pretty devastating. But I also, like Helen, you know, noticed the difference in walking, you know, or the action, you know, that we were putting into the exit ritual. And that was really helpful to me, just in the sense that it kind of helped me to realize that I'm not alone in this, and that I am cared for by the universe. And I mean, I don't have this sense of, you know, impending doom or anything. That's really the difference.
Okay, couple things here. You are welcome when you. We'll be actually starting day endings and day greetings and day endings pretty soon, but not quite yet. But even so, even now with your exit ritual, it is quite fine to go out and, as after you said, Sky Father and Earth Mother, particularly the first time, I would go out in the morning especially to do this, and at night right before you go to bed or sometime at night anyway. And to say, and, you know, bring me, or help me in getting to my real career, my true career, my true path, or something like that.
Okay.
You know, and then, of course, and the normally the way we do that is we do it in the morning and then we thank at night. In other words, then thank you for your help in bringing me closer or bringing me to, you know, the true path that I'm here for and so forth. But the other thing that you want to consider is how powerful you are at manifesting. Because you probably at least a month or maybe even more, well, right when that happened, actually, I don't remember if that was a month ago or exactly when it was, but
just last Wednesday.
No, I'm talking about when the when everything changed after that storm.
Right, right. That's 4 months ago.
4 months?
Yeah, 3.5 roughly.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I remember your talking about, well, two things. One, that you didn't feel that this was the kind of work you should be doing anymore. That was more about the toxicity of it.
Right.
And then you also mentioned that the way they were handling these conditions or the situation was not appropriate for the way you felt things should be done and so forth.
Correct.
You know, so you see, you weren't laid off, and it might be real good for you to stop telling people you were laid off, because, see, when you do that, you're telling your story,
mm-hmm.
and then you believe it. You know, but these people that what you call laid you off were merely pawns in a plan to bring you to something that you want to be doing or appropriate for you. So they were just serving you or serving the forces that are surrounding you and so forth. So
it's been very clear, yeah.
You know, it does not serve you to be going around talking about being laid off.
I understand that.
Because it's demeaning and it's upsetting to you and so forth, and that's not the truth of it.
Yes, you're right. And I did want to add, you know, to the group that I can't say that I did not see it coming. That's really a misnomer in the fact that I had several signs. I mean, not just signs, but you understand. I mean, the symbols and the signs of life. I mean, there was many things that were showing me that this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
It was imminent. And so really, when I looking back at it in retrospect, I mean, when I did the exit ritual the day after, in my pause and waiting, I realized what came to me was that this is actually saving my life.
That is right. And there's another factor. Have you ever read The Power of Silence by Carlos Castaneda?
No, I have not.
Well, in that, he discusses the force in the universe that he calls intent.
Sure.
The force of intent.
I've got to say something. This is strange. I noticed a car in front of me that had a vanity plate that said intent.
Okay.
That was from out of state, and that was, like, very striking. But go ahead.
Okay, well, that's another omen, okay? See, what Don Juan was teaching Carlos, was telling him, was that when intent wants to talk to us, when the spirit of intent wants to talk to us and tell us something that we need to know, it does so by manifesting omens in our life, generally two or three.
Several.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to be very careful and very serious about this, because there is nothing being done to you. You are being carried to the place of your desire.
I accept that, and I realize that based on what you just said, that I do have to be careful about my words.
Right. Good for you. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Randy, how about you?
Oh, for me, it was the walking added another piece to it. I just felt more of a continued strength, you know, through the day, so to speak, with the walking part of it. And I felt more like I was being strengthened by the universe.
You know, Earth is also very nourishing, obviously, and so that's another part of strength, is to be nourished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sustained.
Yeah.
And so, that's something that I suspect, that when I met you originally, you were seeking sustaining and nourishing.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's taken the trip through the elements to get to a place where you're kind of ready to pull all this in.
Yeah.
Cool. Dan, how about you?
Well, my life is just on a whirlwind change of just fantastic things. If I was doing any better, I'd have to be twins.
Oh, well, maybe you are. Maybe you are. So, I mean, and this is this particularly around career stuff?
Every facet of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you ever hear from that lady?
No.
No. Okay, but didn't matter.
No.
No.
Didn't matter.
Okay.
I do have a petty tyrant that I'm dealing with.
Good.
And recognized and realized that, and learning from it.
Male or female?
Female.
How are you respecting the presence of that in your life?
I am now. I wasn't, but I am now that I have recognized it for what it is.
Good. Do you see the difference?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot easier on me, for one thing.
Well, exactly so, but think of the lack of empowerment when we accept the role of a victim.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was saying to Tom, don't go there, because that's, it's a setup,
mm-hmm.
You know, and as soon as you step out of that place and you start to see this person as an ally to teach you lots of different things. Everything is different.
What's happened in the exit ritual has just been a continuation, and I had a feeling of a place that was my place in the grand scheme of things. That was my position or the place that I was supposed to be in at this time.
Good. Good. So you're an anchor. Not just for yourself, but apparently for a lot of people around you.
I think so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Magnus, how about you? Oh, Holy One.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think Helen mentioned something about in strength. Have we gotten, the greeting? In strength, I know the one we are supposed to work on was walking in strength.
Right, that's correct.
Right?
Right.
But I don't know what happened for some reason. I read my text, then whenever I did, instead of doing walking in strength, I was doing in strength.
Oh, just in strength?
I was doing in strength. The greeting in strength instead of walking in strength.
Right, right. So what difference, how did that affect you?
I kind of think things kind of jumped ahead of me. For example, the assignment, for some reasons which I do not know, I did assignment for next week.
Oh, okay.
Only to realize that I wasn't doing the right assignment about an hour ago. So I tried to ramble, see if I can do some of them.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Even at work, the same thing applied. There was something I asked for. My boss expressed appreciation that he couldn't believe I would be willing to help that far. But then the request, he requested I should please skip a week for my request to be, implemented. I have to give him 1 week instead of the way it usually goes. I seem to understand everything was, and some other things that we are working in either ahead of week or in a week form. Other than that, everything went perfectly well. I felt in sync or in charge of whatever I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And outside, skipping, reading ahead or whatever, which has never happened since this class with me or doing assignments ahead of time. But this time, the one I was supposed to do, I skipped it and did the one that...
Sure. Well, so... then you might say that the difference between in strength and walking in strength has to do with walking in strength does not dislocate you. I mean, in strength, when is that? It could be, it's sort of almost futuristic in a way. In strength, I greet you. The walking in strength is right here and now.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And so that also means that you're very close to... you must very naturally work with spirit beings, what we call powers and beings. Because, it's like you put it out there and your life changes. That's the whole point of all of this. That's what we're all wanting to learn how to do, is to get up out of the flow of ordinary time-space events. and get ourselves to a level when it is possible just through this correspondence, this communication with other types of beings, for our lives to change in such a way that we're not living in the place where all this chaos dwells, and we're insulated from it. And that's part of the reason, Tom, I did not want to hear you putting your thoughts and your expressions into that realm, because then, of course, that ties you to that realm, and then, of course, that takes you out of the realm of synchronicity.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. And so you all may think that this is subtle differences, but I'll tell you it's not. Because the realm that we call the miraculous, or where the flow of miracles or serendipitous events, or where there is cosmic help available, however you want to express it, does not touch the normal everyday world plane. Cannot. Because you have to create sacred space in some way for that those realms to enter, those beings to enter, those energies to enter. And so what you all are really learning, if you want to see it this way, is how to create sacred space inside of yourselves. Any questions or comments on any of this before we go on? Anybody?
I did want to say that is makes a lot of sense, and because I have done a lot of Bible studies, and I mean, I definitely see that even in, you know, I mean, I'm going to say this in respect of all terminology, because I think that in many cases we just have different terminology, you know, expressing the same thing.
Right.
But the body is the temple of the Great Spirit, which it only makes sense that we would prepare a place to house the Spirit.
Right. Right. And the area around you, you know, because you're not just limited to the boundaries of your body, is your sacred space. So, is Jennifer with us, by the way? No, okay. So I just want to make sure, because sometimes Jennifer's quiet for a while. So for this coming week, Sky Father and Earth Mother walking in balance, I greet you. It's again walking in balance. Now, one of the ways that you all want to do this is right after class, go outside and do the exit ritual, and then you won't do the wrong one. Or write it down at the top of your page so you know. Oh, yeah, this week we're doing walking in balance. But it's right in your notes, you know. Well, of course. But then sometimes we have to do something else just to find out what that's like. No problem.
One of the things that I did differently with the walking in strength was I would do it and still be still and wait to receive. But I also did it, which I'd never done before, while I was actually walking outside.
While you were moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, later on, you all remember that this is just one of three rituals that comprises the Navajo Beauty Way. And the next one will be starting when we start wands, or maybe it's fireballs, I forget, is the day greetings and day endings, which is the second one. And then later on, in whenever we get to it, we'll be doing the walking litany, where you actually build an energy field around you, which is, you know, like with strength before me, I walk in the world. With strength within me, I walk in the world. With strength beside me, I walk in the world. With strength within me, I walk in the world. And so forth. And it wraps all around in three dimensions. So you were sort of approximating that form in a way.
Okay.
But so there is a walking litany, so you don't have to walk, you know, because you can do that. But the exit ritual is the exit ritual.
Right.
So walking in balance. See what balance is. See what it does. See when it is. Where it is. So, how about earth exercises? Tom?
Okay.
Recognition.
Pardon me?
The recognition exercises.
Okay, yes. Let me get to the first one.
Yeah.
Let me pick one of my favorites. You know, I find that there was a lot more that I could say in these, but I just didn't have enough space. But I know that I'm starting to recognize these elements and things. One I did, which was kind of off the wall, but I wanted to look at it to see, you know, what I could see, was the carpet in my den.
Good.
As far as non-mutable, cannot be transformed into anything else. I mean, the way that I see it, it might be able to be shredded and turned into something, but ultimately the fibers are going to, you know, they're still going to be remain fibers.
Yeah, and the whole thing about non-mutability is kind of based on not destroying it. If you have a solid that's, say, but it's really a liquid in the sense that is, we call it ice,
mm-hmm.
and you want to convert it, or let's say it's a solid ice, and you want to convert it into water, but earth is non-mutable, so you say, well, wait a minute, you can. But it obviously, you can because of the fact that there is water in air. So it's not the earth part of it that would be exactly mutating or mutabling. But you just do it by the application of energy, adding energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could, that's another way of saying it. Okay, if I add energy to my carpet before I totally destroy it, like burn it, you know, in a house fire, that's too much energy. That's destructive. That's beyond just changing something. Will it change? And no, it won't.
No. Right. Not in this case. I think it might slightly change shape as all.
Yeah, it might.
If I put an iron on it, you know, it might.
Right. It will then become shape malleable. It will go into a different shape.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily change into another element.
Right. In terms of strength, I saw that it displayed strength in that it is securely attached to the floor. And I had to refer to the explanations that you had in order to kind of stay on course with this, because I think sometimes these words, you know, we think that they mean one thing, but they actually meant another. Stabilizer, it's a stabilizer in the sense that it stays there in place. I mean, it's pretty much secure and it's not moving. No motion.
That would be stable.
Okay.
Stabilizer is beyond stable.
Okay, well, in the sense that it actively imparts steadiness, I think that, you know, like to walk across it, you know, it will.
Right. That's right. That's a stabilizer.
Right.
So you just differentiated water from earth.
Okay, I see that.
Because, see, that carpet is also shaped malleable. That is not an Earth characteristic. Oh, that's water.
Yes.
So it's got obviously more than one element there.
Right, of course.
Right.
Receptive, it is receptive to dirt, maybe dust mites, still liquid, you know, those type things, in the sense that it's fibrous and it can take those things into it. I didn't see it as necessarily a true solid because of the fact that it could be destroyed by fire or, you know, some type of destructive force. But it is, and it is also slightly stretchable.
Right. Also, it's... if you say it's affected by fire, then you could say it's reactive to fire. Could you not?
Correct.
Right. And which would be water. You know? And what you said about it's not solid is so also. So it's interesting to see that you can find ways in which that carpet is earth and ways in which it is water, probably ways in which it is air, maybe even fire. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing about receptive, it does also absorb vibrations and sound.
Correct.
And, go ahead.
Okay, massive. Using your interpretation, I said the resistance to change or resistance to the force of motion, I don't see it massive in that sense. I mean, it could actually be, you know, ripped from the floor, which would...
Yeah, but you see, given the way it's stretched and put down on tack strips and so forth, it does not easily move.
Right. I think sometimes I have a hard time looking at things in the present tense, and then I think about the possibilities of, you know, the future tense. So that might kind of be clouding my answers.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah. You're saying, well, it could do this and could do that, which is okay. But in as you saw it, you know, you can jump on it, you can slide on it, you can scuff it, and most carpeting will not move. It's because it's put down under a lot of tension.
Insulator, it's a very good insulator. I can think of a couple good reasons. I mean, in the winter, for example, it insulates the wooden flooring. And it also, I believe, it also can hold heat in.
Right.
As far as feminine, I can see that it has feminine characteristics in the sense that, I mean, sometimes, you know, I just like to lay down on the floor and just kind of get closer to the ground.
It feels comfortable. It's receptive. It's alluring. It's, you know. Right. Exactly.
Attracts the eyes.
Sure. Well, that's good. How were you able to tell which of the insulators that was?
How was I able to tell?
Yeah.
I guess the only way that I can answer that is I'm looking at it in terms of Earth rather than in terms of other elements, and I see that you know, just based on the functionality of it, you know, in terms of the Earth element, that it does these things that I described.
Yeah. However, water is also a heat insulator.
Right.
Okay.
Well, water is...
Go ahead.
It's more, I mean, water is going to, I mean, it's got easy flow. I mean, it actually could move and change its position. And this
That's smooth flow, not easy flow, water.
Okay. And what you said is that this is definitely held in place. And
Now, wait a minute. Don't be so quick. If you rub your hand on that carpet, unless it's a very tight twist, it will move. The surface of it moves. The backing won't. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. See, the reason I made this point, I'm not nitpicking. When you say it's an insulator for heat and so forth, and sound. Okay, now, if it's insulator for sound, that's air. If it's an insulator for heat, that's water. If it's an insulator for if you fall down, you're not hurt, that's earth.
Okay, I see that. Those are three very different aspects of insulating.
Correct. That's how we tell. It's what does it do? Because when you're starting to look at a person and they've got a problem and you want to find out, now maybe part of their problem is they're depressed. Say well, they're depressed. And you want to find out now, what's causing this depression? I wonder if they're too insulated, too alone, you know, too isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to say, now, wait a minute, are they isolated because of belief? You know, like a sarcastic, sort of ironical, I'm better than you type person that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Are they withdrawn emotionally? Are they afraid to even experience their own emotions? Are they incapable of even touching anybody else's emotions, terrified to go there and so forth? That's insulated in water. And they may have edema as well, which would confirm that, you see. Swelling, water swelling, and water retention, and so forth. And then you say, and do they tend to wall themselves off, you know, lock their doors when they go home?
Mm-hmm.
And so forth and so on, and, lock everything in sight, like that movie of the guy that has seven locks on his front door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's earth insulator.
Sure.
You know? So these can be very important considerations.
Well, those are very good points, and I honestly did not think about this in those terms, and they are all very different.
Yes. Well, I'm just sort of expanding your awareness. Cool. Very good, Tom. Let's see. Helen. Anyone you want.
Okay. Observe my cat, Bo.
Okay.
Physically, he's non-mutable. Non-physically...
Unless he's a shapeshifter.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to presume.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty remarkable.
So, in sometimes maybe your cat is not non-mutable, but we'll allow that. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see, non-physically, he can radiate anger, which would be fire, or he can, in terms of emotions, he can show jealousy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of... Just
stay with us right now. We'll give you a chance to go into four elements.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I did end up putting the other elements in.
Oh, well, that's great.
Some of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of ways you verify, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remembered you talking about Earth was usually not pure. It was everything else just in a denser form.
Well, yeah, but we do remember we live in a four-element universe. What that means is that everything is four elements.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I put down strong strength, and compared him to his sister cat. He has the capacity to sit still for long times. is not easily distracted. He's very persistent, very focused.
So that would be stabilizer?
No, actually I had that as strength.
Oh, okay, okay. But also be stabilizer, too.
Right.
You know, because does that make you more stable?
Yeah.
Well, then that stabilizes.
Okay. But also, I guess in terms of endurance, he just has this capacity to, I guess I was seeing him, he has this capacity to just sit for long periods of time.
Okay.
With stabilizer, I have that as strong also. And I use the example that he controls, he stabilizes my life by controlling my schedule in some ways.
Okay.
He has expectations.
Right.
Receptive, he is receptive to things like being fed, to being petted, all kinds of ways like that in which he takes in. And also he does absorb, well, now I know this would be air, but he absorbs sound and energy very strongly.
It would be water.
Okay, rather water, okay.
Well, now, you mentioned a little while ago that he affects your schedule.
Uh-huh.
That's receptive. He controls you.
Ah, okay.
That's receptive.
Is it stabilizing also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's both, but it's, you know, it's like, you could say, well, vampires are very receptive. Well, what I'm getting at here is anything that puts a control factor or a pull on us is receptive.
Okay. As well as feminine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an aspect of feminine. You have to go a little further with it to see how much are you going to want to give it feminine, but it certainly is an aspect.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's very solid, much more so than his sister cat, who's softer. He's also very malleable. And that he can conform to my body shape,
mm-hmm.
and can squeeze into narrow places. But he can be quite solid as
okay.
well.
Okay.
He's massive. Although he doesn't take up much space, he does resist change physically,
mm-hmm.
and he resists changes in routine.
Sure, that would qualify.
Okay.
That's good. See, stubbornness certainly qualifies.
Okay, yeah, he's very stubborn.
Yeah. That's an aspect of rest.
Okay. Then for insulator, I put, he can keep me warm, and then I put he's like a hot water bottle, so I've got water in there.
That's right. And he also insulates you from stress, anxiety.
Right.
You know, a bunch of stuff in the outer world.
Right. There's something I've noticed that he'll do also, and I think this would fall under insulator as well, but if I'm under certain kinds of stress, he absorbs it for me. I guess that would be receptive as
yeah,
well.
That would.
But it also feels insulative in addition.
Yeah. I'm gonna move on only because we've got other things we need to do, and I don't want to run out of time. But you did great. Randy.
Yes. Well, I did two
Did you do any of exploration number 3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's move on to that one.
All right. Number 3, under characteristic to explore strength.
Good.
Under physical situation, I had a large boulder diverts water in a stream.
Oh, good. Okay.
And the ways in which the characteristic might be constructive is it moves water to an area that needs it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It also provides an eddy for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Ways in which it might be destructive, well, it would divert water to an unwanted place, such as in a flood, where it might flood a field.
Yeah, that's cool. It also obviously could be a hindrance to navigation.
Yes, that's another thing. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. In a river, it would be.
If it would.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to take that one up?
What do you mean on a...
mental space.
Okay. Well, I said it was like a big idea.
Ah.
That sort of dominates my thinking. It's sort of
stubbornness, huh?
Yeah.
Resistance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the way it might be constructive, it allows my mind to be creative, to concentrate and to focus, because this idea is basically shaping my mind, so to speak. It's sort of routing my thoughts.
Well, you can see it gives you form or direction to your thinking.
Yeah. All right.
Because otherwise you could be thinking just, you know, and I'm sure you've seen people do this who just think all over the map.
Yeah.
Nothing is connected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, if it was providing direction, would that be water and fire also?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
All right. Well,
Earth has water and fire in it.
Yeah. Well, I said ways in which the characteristic might be destructive. I said, well, it's like people who start obsessing about something to the exclusion of other things.
Right.
They
trap themselves.
They what?
They trap themselves.
Yeah. And it could be like an addiction. It kind of roots itself in a spot that
yeah.
You just can't get around it.
Right. And you could also say that it prevents open-mindedness.
Yeah, that's great.
Right. Cool. So, and Magnus, you're sort of, you did next week, so if you can come to lab, you could report some of this week's with me in lab. How about that?
Well, like I said, I can briefly summarize the two I did.
Oh, you did some?
Yeah, when I realized today that I was...
Go ahead, then. Give me one you did.
Let's say I did 2 and 3. Maybe I give you 3.
Yeah, please.
I don't know if I did it right.
Well, that's what we'll find out.
I use law enforcement.
Okay.
Okay, stabilizer.
Okay, good.
Police officer, ways in which the characteristics might be constructive in the physical situation, law and order.
Right.
Then ways it could be destructive, abuse of office and position, mental or spiritual situation.
So the detective is abusing his position. Right. Good.
Yes. Mental and spiritual position is progress. Wisdom with the characteristics might be constructive in the mental or spiritual. I said peace and progress. Then the last one, destructive in the mental. And the mental or spiritual, I said undue influence. I don't know if I never had time to really.
Yeah, I think you got in trouble because you didn't stick close enough to your law and order, to your. Could you cut something on the mental, spiritual that was closer to your physical?
Okay, I said mental and spiritual.
How about just...
I mentioned progress, but no, progress was for when, which mental or spiritual. I said progress.
Yeah, but progress doesn't match your original proposition, your physical. It doesn't match.
Which one are you asking for? Is it mental or...
You started off with law and order, right?
Yes.
Okay, you've got to come up with something on the mental, spiritual that matches that. Keeping order,
like
say.
Production.
Huh?
Keeping peace.
Keeping peace. Okay, so how about just laws?
Okay.
Wouldn't that work?
It will.
Yeah.
I didn't repeat that because I used it in the physical situation.
But you didn't use laws. You used the legal system. In other words, you know, a policeman, say, doing his job. But the principles of the laws that he is governed by would be creating the same kind of stability, wouldn't it?
It will.
Yeah. So there it's easy because you get the same premise in a way, and you can say that the positive is that the laws give us principles to be governed by, and the destructive is that but it's an arbitrary system and it may not always work, which is true.
That's good.
Yeah, that works. That's great. Cool. Anybody have any problem with earth boxes they want to ask about or anything they want to know about or rooting or any of those exercises? Anybody? No questions?
No.
Everybody tried rooting on their own?
Yeah, I slipped by the avocado section in Safeway, and so I started putting roots down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very good. Did that work?
Yeah, it helped.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, I wanted to spend a little time with you guys in showing you how to do this four-element breakdown, because this is the nuts and bolts of this whole system. And so, who would like to be a pig of guinea?
Let me be.
You would like us to work on you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Magnus, can you tell us, rather than trying to do the whole of you, and everybody want to kind of write down a few little notes on this as we go, what is something that you want to change in your life?
Oh, it's a lot of them, but...
Just pick one.
One of them is... turning the clock back to what it was, in the sense, I don't know if that will answer the question. You mean...
What if something physically or whatever, emotionally, what is a problem for you that you want to change?
I guess it has to be basically going back to work for myself like I used to before I came here.
Oh, be your own boss?
Be my own boss.
Have your own company?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so everybody write that down. And I can't find my pen. Oh, it must be here. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So now, what would we ask Magnus to identify his excesses and his deficiencies? Tom?
Well, I guess what comes to mind is how he sees his ability as a business leader or manager.
Or what's lacking?
Right. Well,
so the first thing, of course, yeah, ask him, well, how come you aren't having your own business?
Okay. Well, Magnum, how come you don't have your own business if that is your strong desire?
Well, I have tried a lot of, even right now, I'm still working on it, trying to get really something I can, a business that I can afford, also that will not take much
time,
energy, and things like that.
Good. Okay, that helps. And not take too much time and energy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Magnus, do you know what it is you want to be self-employed in and you're not sure how to do that, or is it that you're not sure what kind of business you want? I'm not clear.
Okay. There are a lot of them. I try to weigh them out one by one. One of them is basically something that has to do with my training in school.
What is your training in school?
Computer science.
Okay.
And I've weighed a lot of options. They are not really working out unless maybe they are not working out in the sense that it involves money and in the sense you need to hire a lot of people. You cannot be everywhere at the same time. Then marketing, it will involve money. So sometimes I try to rule that out for now, then try to see if I can get something else I can, start with.
Okay.
Maybe later.
Okay. So what did you all get out of what Magnus just said?
I have one question before, if I can ask a quick question.
Sure.
Magnus, if you had no limitations and you could do anything that you want to do, what would that one thing be?
It's very difficult to...
No, you have no limitations. All you have to do is just say, this is what I want to do. What would that be? No limitations. No money worries. Nothing.
I would like to do computer jobs if I don't have limitations.
We're going to say you don't have limitations, so now what do you want to do?
Now I have limitations?
No, you don't. You decide right now that if you had no limitations of any kind, no financial limitations.
He said computer jobs.
Okay. And what kind of computer jobs? Be specific.
Either writing programs or networking.
Okay.
You know, to contract, like, is the trend these days, you know, contract out networking service for companies, you know, host their data, do the
network
myself.
Computer networking consultant.
Well, yeah, technically, when you are a consultant, they kind of basically rely on you when they run into trouble, but I want to do it beyond that point, in the sense that one of the companies I once worked for, what they do is, hey, if you have servers and routers and all this, you don't need to spend money on that. You have to pay us retention fee, warehouse and service everything for you. If you run into trouble, we actually install our equipment. If you run into trouble, just call 800 number. We send out a technician to take care of it or help you take care of it over the phone.
Okay. you said enough for right now, Magnus. So what did you all get out of everything Magnus has said?
Okay. I'll say what I get out of what everything Magnus has said is that he has an excess of water and earth and a deficit in fire and air.
Oh, you can't do it that way. You got to do it characteristic by characteristic.
Okay. All right.
You're on the right track. So, I mean, because you see, he's not a deficit of water and earth. He's a deficit of very specific things in water and earth, or excess. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Also deficit, too. So what are you seeing that is, nail it down.
Okay, I'm trying to refresh myself. Characteristics, and I can't find them.
These you got to know. You got to know these. Turn page in your book. It's all in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Look in your notes. Look on page, it's 254 in mine. Class 10, four element wrap up. There's forms. Air, fire, water, earth. All of them are right there. Little neat boxes. All the characteristics. And the colors. Did you see them?
My print, let's see, 254.
257 in our books.
Okay, 257.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second here. Okay. I would say he needs more reactive air and expandable air.
you're right. That's really good. But that's the hard way to do it.
Okay.
First of all, just identify in ordinary terms what you see. You jumped right in, and that's...
In ordinary terms, I would say...
He's not flexible, right?
Yeah, and he's kind of in a rut.
Right, exactly. So high in inflator, lacking in white and air, blue, expandable, and mutable.
I'm sorry, can you go back that one more time?
High in inflators.
Mm-hmm.
And lacking in white and air, blue, expandable, and mutable. He doesn't see,
yeah.
You see, he has told us exactly what he wants. I know the career for him right away. It was so obvious. Everything he said is networking, network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And he can use his computer skills. But he's not seeing that. Because he's like looking at blind with blinders on. Anybody not see what I'm getting at here? Speak up, people. Come on.
Yeah, no, that seems clear.
Okay, so Helen, what did you see that he's either excess or lacking?
Well, one of the things I came up with, well, two things were malleable and mutable.
Okay. Good. What elements?
In water.
Okay. okay. Yes, yes. Good, good. Right. Malleable. Let's add that. Right. Malleable. Yeah, shape malleable. Right on. Right on. Not flexible enough. Oh, yes.
I would say smooth flow also.
Yeah, that is correct. But you see, if he's high in insulator, he's obviously going to be low in smooth flows, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to nail both.
Okay.
We're doing this the fast track way. The slow track way, guys, is to look, take these tables. Everybody got your tables?
Two, yeah.
Seven. And go through every element, every color, every characteristic and say, do I see it? Do I not see it? That's a good way. Now, if you're going to do a whole person, you've got to do it that way. But that's why I said, let's limit this. Let's just take something in his life, in Magnus's life, that's not working for him. That gives us a little bit easier of a picture to look at. And we just want to see, okay, what is the nitty-gritty of what's stopping him? And you all are right on track on this. So how about his fire? Anybody?
Can I say that I can really relate to what Magnus is saying because I have the exact same desire, and I see that he as well as myself, it seems to be an overwhelming task because we look at the limitations of what we don't have.
Exactly.
And stop right there and don't really move any farther. And also, based on that, lacks the means like money or the facility or the personnel. And in fire, I really sense that he needs fire motivator.
Exactly. What color?
I think that fire motivator sun yellow.
Yes, that's one of them. There's another one.
And the other one that I kind of hesitate to say this, it seems like more in the flame bands, which...
You're right. Don't hesitate to say it.
Okay.
He needs more red-orange.
Sure.
He needs to light a fire under his butt. That's red-orange.
Sure it is, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, and what in earth?
Earth, right, would be something that would be beneficial at this point. I would probably go with grass green.
Yes, I agree. Let's give Randy a chance here.
All right.
What in grass green would help him, Randy?
I would say receptive, for one.
Good for you. Pull it in, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You guys are great. How about some green strength? Will that help him get an anchor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, anybody disagree? Are you all understanding how we just did this?
Yeah.
Is it making sense to you all?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Magnus, is it making sense to you?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I'm even taking notes.
Yeah, well, we're gonna actually give you these energies in just a minute. We're going to adjust your balances, and then next week you're going to tell us how this works for you.
You're going to be self-employed next week.
Magnus, I have one thing, though, I want you to do after we do this. I want you to go to our other website and look, okay?
Okay.
It's Prosperity. PROSPERITY
Yes.
Hyphen abounds, plural, abounds.com.
Prosperity abounds?
Yeah, with a plural. Abounds with an S on the end.
.com.
And a hyphen between the two. com. Okay? Now, because it answers everything that you said. But that's,
I think I even have it on my bookmark.
You well may.
I think I do. I'll go and check them out again.
Yeah. Now, okay, well, here's what we're going to do, guys. How do we change this? Okay, he's short in white and sky blue. Expandable, immutable. The nice thing about doing it this way, by the way, is we eliminated all the little steps to get to this. We just dove right in. And I like doing it this way. This is my favorite way to do it. And shape malleable. Okay. He's short in green, receptive, and green strength. Let's see, what was the, there was some water. Oh, he's high, and excess is insulator. White, water blue. Okay, so, oh, and then fire, he is short in sun yellow. And red orange. Motivator. Okay, so, does he need all of these changes made? That would be, let's see, talking about boxes, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 boxes he would need to be given, and he need to take away 2 boxes. Can we do it with any less than that? Anybody? How about if he's deficient in white and sky blue, expandable and mutable? Wouldn't sky blue take care of both? If he understood it, he'd also think it, wouldn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So do we have to give him both? Can we scratch the white and just give him sky blue, expandable and mutable?
Yeah.
How about if we gave him water shaped malleable instead of white and sky blue? Wouldn't that work better? Wouldn't it for both?
What was that again?
Instead of giving him sky blue and white shaped malleable, which was Helen's contribution there, why don't we just give him water blue shaped malleable? Would that work, Helen?
Yeah.
Because wouldn't the emotions cover the thoughts?
Definitely.
Well, I disagree.
Okay, state your case.
I think he needs to, well, I think he needs to put his thoughts into action.
He does.
And so, I...
Well, he needs to put his desires into action.
Yes.
His thoughts were too limited.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Right.
So, how do you put your desires into action? Let me ask you.
Well?
I'll tell you one thing, the thoughts won't get you there.
That's true.
You've got to feel it in your bones. You've got to want it so bad that you're peeing in your pants.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's water.
Yeah, that's water. You're right.
See, Abraham makes that very clear, the channel Abraham. It's not the thoughts themselves that cause our major resistance problem. It's the feelings with the thoughts. It's when you give them the weight of water.
Ah.
Just saying, oh, I don't know if I can do that. But if you really feel it, oh man, I just don't know if I can do that. That's when you really stop yourself. Well, let's try and see. Let's just go with this and see what we end up with. I mean, it's all cut and fit stuff. You could do it either way. We're just trying to see if we can do it with the fewest number possible. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, with green receptive and green strength, I think he probably is going to need both. Do you all agree or no?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so too. Okay, so now we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, and 2 to take away. 7 give, 2 take away. Okay.
Alan, I fell behind on the sky blues. I'm not sure what you decided on.
Oh, sky blue was expandable and mutable.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we've got 4 people. We've got 5 people. So we could, oh, this is easy. And we've got 9 boxes to do. Okay, so each person gets 2 boxes to do, except me. I only have to do 1, because I'm much slower than you guys.
Come to lab on Wednesday.
I do, I will. Okay, everybody know how to take away? Anybody does not know how to take away a box from a person? I covered it in 1 section. I did not cover it in this section. You already know?
I need a refresher on that.
Okay. Build a box. Look at the color. Put the person's face in the box and pull. Not from the color, obviously. From the person. Until the box is filled, and then get rid of the box. Appropriately. Depending on whether it's air, fire, water, or earth as to where you put it. It's the reverse of message sending. Okay, so now we'll assign you guys. Okay. Tom, has everybody seen Magnus's picture online?
No, I haven't.
Uh-uh.
I was thinking I'd have to put his name in.
Yeah, put his name in or his face, either one. Okay, so Tom, you're going to give Magnus sun yellow motivator and red orange motivator, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Helen, you're going to give him water blue shade malleable and green strength.
And green strength, okay.
Okay. And let's see, Randy, you're going to give him sky blue, expandable and mutable, okay?
Okay.
And Dan, you're going to take away from him white insulator and water blue insulator, okay?
Okay.
And Magnus, you're just going to sit there and enjoy it, okay? And I'm going to give you green receptive. Okay, everybody ready? You got written down what you need to do?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead and do it. Nice big boxes. Y'all should be
okay.
Happy. Good, good. Let me know when you're done. So Dan is done, Helen's done, I'm done.
I'm done.
Good, good.
I'm done.
All righty. So, Magnus, you feeling anything yet?
Not yet, but I know with time.
Well, it's in you. It's all happening. So just see how it goes, okay?
Okay.
So now, how do you all feel about this process? Tom?
I think it's outstanding. I mean, because this is really kind of where the rubber meets the road. I mean, we've been experimenting and learning how to do this, but this kind of gives it a really big purpose.
Yeah. And did you see how you can define somebody's desire or their problem without a whole lot of effort, just kind of looking at the things they tell us and the questions we ask and what they say?
Yes, I definitely saw that, and to me, that was really exciting.
Right on. Helen, what's your feeling about it?
Similar to Tom, I think it's really exciting. And it was easier than I might have imagined it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you see, there's a lot of latitude. We didn't have to be exactly right on every single color or characteristic.
Yeah.
Because there's so many ways you could approach it. But we were looking for the pivotal ones that would give them the greatest effect.
Right.
Randy, what's your feeling about this process?
Oh, I think it's great. And my feeling is that, the more accurate that I want to be at this diagnosing, the more I need to practice the exercises.
Well, that's how you get the facility, you know, of understanding how these characteristics. That's why I don't correct you guys. What I do is I give you a lot of different nuances of meaning. And those are triggers. So that, because when people talk to you, they talk in nuances of meaning. And so I'm just giving you sort of the language so that when people answer your questions or tell you what they want, you can interpret their language. Dan, what's your feeling about this process?
I'm fine with it. No problems at all.
And you've been using it anyway.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Cool. And Magnus, what's your feeling about the process?
I think it's great. It kind of opened up a clearer dimension to, you know, our studies.
Yeah.
How you can, you know, sit down and write down what you want. Then you go back and based on that which you want or what you intend to do, you go back and analyze it in detail.
Right.
Then narrow it down to the number of seeming solutions or act you need to do
right.
To effect a remedy.
That is correct. And you see, because the premise of magic is that our balances in air, fire, water, and earth, according to the colors and characteristics, are what determine our beliefs, our values, and that these things also then determine our behaviors. And of course, from our beliefs to our behaviors determines is talking about our choices and our actions, the lack of them, and that produces our results. So the more typical way that this is approached is, well, if you aren't thinking right or acting right or emoting right or creating right in terms of what you want, change those things. But the fact is that most people haven't a clue how, or they already would. Our premise is change your balances. So that's how this works. And you can do it just as easily for an animal or whatever, for a whole person's... Well, when we say a personality, be careful, because you want to... If a person says, I don't like who I am, what do they really mean? What they mean is they don't like their everyday archetype or the specific archetype they're telling you that from. So you first thing you have to do is identify, who am I talking to right now? It's not the person, spirit, essence. We're rarely there. All we have really learned to do in society's grip in our life experiences is to develop a number of personas. We call them archetypes. They are energy programs, exactly like computer programs. In fact, they are computer programs, and they act exactly like computer programs. And we use them, we put them into our mainframe, our mind and body, and we run these programs. And we call that I. We call that who I am. It's not. But that's how we interface with our experiences and with the world and so forth. So when someone says to you, I don't like who I am, you have to do a lot of editing there, because they don't have a clue as to who they am. What they're really saying is, I don't like this archetype I've built. And then you start to process that archetype. We're going to do a lot of that in intermediate shamanism, but right now you do it by the elements. The behavior of that archetype. How does it think? How does it act? How does it feel? What emotions does it experience, if any? And what does it create? What does it manifest? And of course, the physical body is a big part of that, but of course, it is a collective. It is the result of the collective of all the archetypes plus the essence. So, but you'll notice, of course, that in different archetypes, our physical body changes. Our posture, our attitudes, and all that. So, these are just some clues. In your notes, there are a lot of clues, too, as to how you run this process. But pretty much just the way we did it. Works real well. And you can copy these charts and make them up a little larger if you want and put them all in one sheet of paper and then sit down with people. You must do this process. If you do it, you'll be so highly rewarded. Everybody that you meet, everybody, with, I'm sure no exception, wants something which they, on their own merit, are not able to manifest.
Let me ask this question, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. While you are saying this, it was kind of sinking in, then I have to reflect on the rules of the rule.
Well, if they ask you for help.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it from the point of view, if I feel that person is invading my space.
Okay.
You know, I can reschedule them or program them in the realm or whatever.
Well,
can I use this process?
Yes.
Tell them you can do that?
Yes, you can. But there are other processes that we're going to study in hand magic, which is next week, that will help also.
Okay.
You know, so, but you're right. This is a way. And you're also right in saying, in that context, you want to look at the behavior that you want to modify, not the person, correct?
Exactly.
Right, that is correct.
As it affects me.
That is right.
Okay.
Yeah, just being sure that you are doing nothing to attract it. So wait till next week before you start doing that type operation, because it'll give you a lot more information.
Okay,
now, just so I don't forget to tell you all, don't forget, you need your fireballs, not next week, but the week after, and all your materials ready to go with that. We sent you the materials, but you need the fireball and the kitty litter and so forth. And then be making your wands, because in 3 weeks, we're going to key wands in class. And you want something to wrap it in, too. And you want to start thinking about an altar to keep your tools on, which can just be a chest of drawers or the top of a bureau or whatever, but someplace that you consider special and sacred and so forth. Yeah?
Excuse me, please, Alan. You know, last time I mentioned about what to buy so that I don't end up buying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Thinking it's the right one.
Okay.
Stephanie sent me email. I was expecting to see the image, but I saw an image of one of them, which I love so much. That was how to make the wand. But the rest of them, I didn't. And I'm not so sure if I go to store the one as she suggested or you mentioned. If I call it by the magical name, if they will know it. I wanted to do that, I said, but...
What are you talking about, in Rathami?
Uh-huh.
No, Pier 1 wouldn't be a place for that anyway.
Okay, the bowl, I think. The bowl, you know...
Well, a chalice. A chalice is just a water goblet. A stem, like a...
Wine glasses?
Well, like wine glasses, but with a bigger bowl. They have great ones at Pier 1. I bought one there not too long ago. The one I got, the bowl is probably about 5 inches across, and it's clear glass with a blue line in the glass all the way around, a big band of blue, water blue glass that starts at the foot and winds up the stem and up the bowl. It's about $7.
I'm sorry to waste your time, but...
Oh, you're not wasting anybody's
time.
I'm an eye
guy, you know, seeing is believing.
No, I know that. But there's a whole line of Athamis. I think that she referred a website. But also, we used to get really nice Athamis just by going to these legacy knife stores. Or you can even go to an Army Navy store and just get a fairly inexpensive hunting knife. Or you can find nicer ones. I mean, if you don't find sources for Athamis, you email us that you're not. And we'll make sure you find that we direct you to them, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what she's put out on the web. I don't know yet.
Okay.
And I can't ask.
I was thinking if she can get a picture of them.
Well, but there are too many Athamis. But I think there was a website that had pictures.
Okay.
Anybody knows? Anybody seen on the site whether she posted any websites for those?
Yes, she did.
What's another good resource?
eBay.
Oh, eBay, okay.
Okay, you start by the name, right?
Oh, you just call it a knife. You don't have to call it an Athami. That's just a magical name.
Okay.
But you want a single edge, fairly straight blade.
Okay.
With a case. Doesn't have to be real sharp or anything. I mean, They're just so available.
Could you just go to a cooking store?
Yeah, but that's the wrong kind of knife.
That's what I'm afraid of, you know. That's why I was asking if she can get the picture.
You know what a hunting knife looks like, Magnus?
Yeah, the type they sell on a shopping channel, is it? With the classic kind of robust design, the handle and things like
that. Like a Bowie knife?
I'm not sure I understand. That is this thing that comes up, Channel 38, late in the night, Shopping Home Network or something like that. They sell knives. I don't know if it's, they sell swords too.
Yeah, right. Well, most of those places have very nice, some of them are very elaborate, but they also have plain ones.
Okay.
They don't have to be expensive.
And when you say cape, do you mean a sheath?
Case, yeah, a sheath, right.
Okay.
Right. And that's the reason I don't like cooking stores, because most of their knives don't have sheaths, and the shape is not right either, because most cooking knives do not have a guard.
Okay.
And you want a guard, because...
Have to have a guard.
Huh? Have
to have a guard.
Doesn't have to, but it's very useful.
by the handle?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't have to have that.
Okay.
But it is useful in the various ways you hold a knife.
All right. I think I will try and get some, then send a picture and see if you approve it.
That'd be fine.
I won't keep waiting. I mean, I will start maybe doing something about it this week before it's too late.
Yeah.
Get pictures of
it. Yeah, right. But the reason I say go ahead and start making your wands is because you want to cut a fresh piece of wood, and it takes a little while for it to dry, so that you can peel it, and then you want it dry enough so you can carve it, not carve it, but shape it, really. If it's too green, it oozes. It's hard to shape it. And you can sand on it, and you can do anything you want until you key it, and then you don't want to sand on it after you key it, but if you need to, then you re-key it. It's no big deal. They're easy to key.
Is information about this on the notes, on the chapters, like...
She set it out because it was, but it was in each chapter.
Okay.
And we realized that isn't very helpful, because you all didn't have all those chapters yet.
Right, okay.
So then she went ahead and sent out all of that separate. I have it in front of me, in fact. It says class 16 on in my copy. I don't know if it says that on the ones you all got or not. But it has, this may be even additional tools to that. No, this is even more so than that. This is about getting tarot decks and pendulums, double-sided mirrors. Now, that's not for these tools.
Alan, if everyone has email, I'll just email that back to the Esoteric Apprentice.
You have it, Tom. You can email that to everybody.
Yes, I do have it. I'll just send it back.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
right.
Thanks.
Please do.
Good. And you can just send it to the chat, right, Tom?
Right.
And you all just get it right off the chat. Or it comes to everybody anyway, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great, Tom. Thanks so much. So
I wanted to say also, with your job situation, I would be glad to send you boxes if you'd like that.
Yes, oh, definitely. So, in fact, I intend to take in all these boxes that we sent to Magnus.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can, Tom, once you have a sense of what you're needing, but you sort of seem similarly inclined, then just put out what things, kind of things you want, and people will just sort of be slamming boxes at you.
Yeah, if you want to email anything around that.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll do that.
Okay.
And I greatly appreciate it. I look forward to that.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
I'll send it towards Tennessee.
Okay. Right in the middle.
Okay.
Let me mention a few other things so I don't forget in terms of this week's homework, because there are some other exercises that are really interesting, and it's these explorations 4, 5, and 6 are actually prelude to a whole other set of studies, so they're worth looking at. 4 says, contemplate how earth will or will not mix with air, fire, and water, one at a time, of course. And there's examples there. And then 5, this is one that throws a lot of people. So I just want to give you all some hints. 5 says, select some physical object in your environment that seems really solid. Study it to gain an understanding of its internal molecular structure. How does it respond to its own energies? How does it respond to energies from the environment around it? What does this tell us about Earth and its seeming solidness and form? For example, what is the internal molecular structure of a floor, like a wood floor? How does it respond when someone walks on it? Write your contemplations. Okay, now, what this is talking about, because we have been taught in all our wonderful schooling and so forth, and in our social environments, that anything that is solid is solid. However, in our classes, we have been looking at how things are made of air, fire, water, and earth, irregardless if we call them solid or not, such as what you all talked about today. So we're looking to be able to verify the presence of air, water, and fire in solids. That's what this exercise is about. Now keep in mind that when there is a tornado or even a hurricane, it is not uncommon to find fence posts or fence parts, slats of wood, sticking through barn sides or even through trees. How the hell did they go through? It is also not uncommon to find blades of grass, like straw, what we call hay, straw, long pieces of straw of grass, dried, sticking through a limb of a tree or trunk of a tree. Now that sounds impossible, but it is so. It is also known that certain people who are highly trained in martial arts can take a pencil and throw it through a wooden door. So this tells us something about the nature of what we call solid. This is what this exercise is about.
Can I interject something on that?
Yeah.
I had really interesting opportunity to listen to a physics professor, and he described exactly what you just mentioned, and I just wanted to share it. Maybe it will help us all. He said that if we look at the smallest thing that we are ultimately made of, as far as in terms of a system, it would be an atom. And in order to visualize it, he said supersize it, kind of like McDonald's would. And if you would do that, he said you would have a lead gumdrop about the size of your thumbnail, and just put it up in the air mentally and surround it by a sphere that would encompass a football field. And then little fruit flies would fly in the valence shells, you know, in orbits around that. And he asked us to look at that and tell us what it was made of. And I wanted to interject that he said that 99.9% of the physical matter of this atom is in the nucleus. And the electrons and protons would be represented by the fruit flies flying in orbits around that. When he asked us, what is this primarily made of? Most of us made the mistake of saying the nucleus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in all actuality, what that system is primarily made up of is empty space.
That is right. That is right. It's the magnetic attraction of it that is what fills most of it. It's the energy of it. Yeah, there's very little actual matter in this universe. But this is part of what that exercise was about. And then exploration number 6, we've talked a little about, it says insulator is a characteristic common to air, water, and earth. What might be the purposes of so much insulator in the four elements, or in three of the four elements? What purposes does that serve in our universe? Which is really along the same lines, just taking a little step further. So, and continue doing your earth boxes, and play with this stuff. And now you're going to become even more serious magicians as we start into tools and so forth, and learning lots and lots of operations with each of those tools. So cool. You all are very gifted in your approach to this. I'm very enthused by how much of you all are taking in and so forth. So keep going at it. And Dan, I'll be calling you about when we get together and so forth and so on.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
Yes, indeed.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.